Manila, o Haleakala. Kila kila o Mauila, leika roselani, kua hivi nanila, o Haleakala.
Aloha, my friends. Aloha kako. Nā kai e walu is Hawaii's only statewide FM radio magazine. That's where you are. Welcome to another Saturday morning with us around the kitchen table. Vicky Holtakamine, how's your tea this morning?
Oh, my gosh, it's great. It's warm. You know, it's been chilly.
It really has been.
I have socks on and little boots. So cold.
So cute. And kahoone.
Aloha kakahiaka kako ohana on the islands of Maui, Hawaii Island, Molokai Lanai, Kauai, and of course here on Oahu. Mahalo for joining us this morning, and my coffee is nice and hot.
Yeah, thanks for the fresh coffee, Cedric. Noe Tanigawa here. How was your week, anyway?
Oh, gosh, my week was hectic at the legislature. You know, we had a press conference on Wednesday that's announced that the Legislative Hawaiian Caucus for both the House and Senate had voted to support moratorium legislation for unceded lands. So that was a great movement. And we had a great press conference, and everybody showed up, and it was a good thing. And I think the message will be loud and clear to the governor as well as to other members who are not supporting a moratorium that maybe they need to revisit that. But my week was all for the legislature this week, and very excited. But you know where I'm going after this? I'm going to the Luna Lila Home Luau.
Looking forward to the food and the fun. And that's what today is about, huh? But Vicky,
I know I missed everybody last week. Sorry.
We missed you too.
I ran off to the inauguration.
You thought about us the whole time.
I did, right.
Yeah.
I did.
And talk about cold.
It was cold, but I totally get the penguin theory. You know, Happy Feet and the March of the Penguins? I get it.
What do you mean by that?
Because that's how everybody kept warm. They were all so close together. A million, 2 million people on that.
And what ball did you go to?
I went to the home state's ball, the Illinois Hawaii ball.
And of course, our president was there.
And the president came out, and I was very thrilled. He says, aloha. I was like, oh my God, it's our president. He says, aloha. You know, it was great.
And the shaka sign.
And the shaka sign at the parade. It was wonderful. It was just, I made my decision to go. Friday night, flew out Saturday night, and was there at the inauguration on Tuesday.
Well, we're glad you're back. Kaho'one, as he mentioned, Kaho'one Panoke said we've got a luau ahead today, and we're going to tell you all about it, invite you to learn more about the Luna Lilo Trust and Luna Lilo Home. So stay with us. Nā kai e walu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Sun comes through the window on your head. I find your love and spirit everywhere. I may not have that much to give in material things. But what I have is this song, and to you I sing. Shine on, shine on. Let your light fill up this world till dawn. Shine on, shine on. Let your light fill up this world till dawn. All night long I wait for you and you're finally there. I'm amazed at the loving that we both have shared. May not have that much to give in material things, but what I have I give to you so freely. Shine on, shine on. Let your light fill up this world till dawn. Shine on, shine on. Let your light fill up this world till dawn.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Kiitos. Nipo. O hihi kamana o ke ike aku, kanani o kapua mo ki hana.
Oh, yeah, that's the way to start a Hawaiian weekend. Nā kai e walu. Got a busy morning ahead? Well, just take it on easy. We're right here with you. Ka ho'one panoke, Vicky Holtakamine, Noe Tanigawa, finding out more about the Luna Lilo home with Luna Lilo Trust trustee Harvey McInerney.
Harvey, welcome to Nā kai e walu. It's so nice to have you here. And I know that you were an interim trustee for a while, and then you became a permanent trustee, but tell us a little bit about who you are.
Thank you, Wayne and Noi and Vicky. A little bit about me. I'd rather talk about the Luna Lilo Trust, but I'll give you a brief rundown about me. I have a financial services firm. About a year ago, I was contacted by some people associated with Luna Lilo Trust, and they inquired if I'd be interested in auditioning, I guess, so to speak, as a trustee. I went down and got interviewed, and things went well. I think God was smiling on me, and before I knew it, I was nominated, accepted, and did a lot of work for about the first 6 months. Was appointed by the probate court May 13th as an interim trustee to fill Eugene Tiwanek's position. And when our third trustee came on board, I believe in September, Judge Colleen Hirai changed the interim to a regular permanent trustee. So that's kind of how that all came about.
And you're a graduate of?
I'm a graduate, well, I'm proud graduate, Kamehameha High School, class of 74, the first class that swept the song contest in our junior year.
Oh, wow. Man, he had to bring that up. Why did you want to be a trustee?
Well, the funny thing was is that I never knew that I did, but my wife would always tell me, why do you love talking to the older folks all the time and sitting down with the kupuna and asking them stories and sitting, you know, just around where they have their beer and finding out about what they've done in their life? I was more asked to be a trustee because of the background I have in financial services to kind of help with their investment portfolio. So I kind of immersed myself into the role and found out that this is just exactly where I should be. And I'm a humbled, very happy person to be associated with the trust.
But I should give a little bit of background on Harvey. We're cousins. We come from the famous Holt family. from George Ho'onevanevo'onalani o Lunalilo.
And very politically involved.
Kemalia, right? Umiokalani Kiali Akamualani Ka'upua. So we are the descendants of the number fifth.
That's right.
Child.
That's
right. Yeah.
Fifth child.
Mm-hmm. Of ten.
Ooh.
Working in the community.
That's quite a bo'oku'auhau.
We're finding out about Lunalilo Trust and the Lunalilo Home. You might have heard about it, but maybe you didn't know. There it is, right on the slopes of Coco Head. If you'd like to find out more, if you'd like to hear some great Hawaiian music for your Saturday, you're in the right place. Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Spent in our younger days was all in fun. Oh, the good times that we had. We were young and it was fine to feel your spirit as it climbs. There are no regrets, only good. In younger days, although we went our separate ways, you were my friend, you never turned away. Who can say what life will do? Life is kind to just a few, then all.
Across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Upuei hova e mehana, onena o ese kupoli. Upuei hova e mehana, onena o ese kupoli. Me ala noi mai ana, au he apulei gozelani. Me ala noi mai ana, au he apulei gozelani. Kama aina Malahini oe Malahini au Maknos kahau wala e kama aina. Pai, pai. Ina o iu me au.
somebody sitting in my rocking chair.
Kai Evalu, our Saturday morning kuka kuka talk story around the kitchen table. I mean, we've had artists, writers, scholars, musicians, politicians dropping by just to kind of share the community stories with you. And today, Lunalilo Home Trustee Harvey McInerney is going to give us the background to this fabulous luau that's coming up this afternoon. Actually, it's starting about 11 o'clock. So I know Kaho'one and Vicky are going to be rushing off after this again to this benefit for Lunalilo Home. It's a big homestyle party. It's sold out once again, but you can count on it at the last Saturday of January every year. So plan for 2010. And find out more about the trust and the home today here on Nakai Evalu, the best in classic and contemporary Hawaiian music and mana'o, thoughts or ideas, on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Kamehameha Publishing proudly presents a gripping tale of cultural kuleana by acclaimed author Lurleen Wailana McGregor in the new book, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. In the story, Hawaii-born Moana Covello leads a glamorous life in Los Angeles until tragedy strikes with a sudden death in her family and Moana's world capsizes. Her kupuna visits her in dreams and beckons her to return home. Moana's journey back uncovers secrets about her family and her kuleana, risking all that she's worked so hard to establish, her career, her lifestyle, and her relationships. Author Lurleen McGregor captures the familiar struggle of understanding ancestral responsibility and finding one's place in today's world. Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me is available at your local bookstores or online at kamehamehapublishing.org. Visit us for a range of products that amplify Hawaiian perspective.
Join Lunalilo Home Saturday, January 31st, as they celebrate the 174th anniversary of the birth of William Charles Lunalilo with a traditional Hawaiian luau. Tickets are available now to enjoy Hawaiian food complete with lalau, kalua pig, poi, haupia, and more. Order your Hawaiian plate for takeout or stay and enjoy your lunch with live entertainment from Ku'uwipu Kumukahi. Olunape. And Melvin Lead. The annual Lunalilo Home Luau is Saturday, January 31st. Call 395-1000 to get your tickets today. Proceeds from the luau support Lunalilo Home. Lunalilo Home was established in 1883 by King Lunalilo and now provides residential care, adult daycare, temporary care, and meals for home delivery or pickup to all senior members of the community. Call 395-1000 for luau tickets.
Imagine this. You walk into your apartment and, oh boy, you've been robbed. Yep, somebody definitely broke in here and made off with the goods, didn't they? Your flat screen TV, your laptop, and even your race car shaped bed's gone. Just a devastating loss. The good news is, if you call GEICO, you could be protected for as little as $12 a month. Yeah, seriously, just $12. So first, call GEICO, and second, maybe think about buying a grown-up bed, yeah?
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
You have better things to think about than car insurance. You know, like where your four-year-old hid your cell phone or why your dog doesn't appreciate everything you do for him. Yeah, you've got a lot to think about. So GEICO invented GEICO.com. It makes doing everything from updating your policy to reporting a claim fast, easy, a no-brainer. Hey, with all you've got on the brain, it's the least we could do.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Isn't it sometimes strange how friends will turn into lovers, and overnight you find you've changed from one into the other? A friend will always stay with you and talk a problem through, but a lover is the only one who'll spend the night with you. And there are lovers, there are friends, and it's hard to tell where one begins and the other ends. But there are those, the ones like you, have somehow found a way to be the two. Through the years you'll find that lovers will come and go, but a friend will always stay with you. This I think you know. A lover can be your own and be your one and only, but a friend will always stay with you when a lover leaves you lonely. There are lovers, and there are friends, and it's hard to tell where one begins and the other ends. There are those, the ones like you, who have somehow found a way to be the two. And all of my life I've been waiting for you. Yes, all of my life I've been hard to live your life without one or the other, to find someone who'll be your friend and still become a lover. But now I'll never have to make a choice between the two. When all my life I've found a friend and lover both in you. There are lovers, there are friends, and it's hard to tell where one begins and the other ends. But there are those, ones like you, who have somehow found a way to be the two, who have somehow found a way to be the two.
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Vicky Hotakamine, how's your tea going?
Great.
Kaho'one.
Nice and hot. Just had a refill.
Thanks for the malasadas, Harvey.
Oh, you folks are very, very welcome. I hope you like them.
Harvey McInerney is our guest today. He's trustee for the Lunalilo Trust.
The home was established through the Lunalilo Trust by Prince William Charles Lunalilo.
Right.
After his death in 1874, the trust was set up and managed by the trustees.
Exactly.
I understood that at one time, at that point, their trust holdings were larger than that of Bernice Powahi Bishop.
In fact, Vicki, it was the largest Ali'i Trust landowner in the state of Hawaii. At his death, he had over 400,000 acres. From that point on, a lot of the land was sold to benefit the home that he had established. It was established in 1883 on the grounds of the present Roosevelt High School. When the 1900s hit, around 1917, I believe it was so busy up there with pedestrians and Honolulu getting so big, they decided to move it out to Hawaii Kai. And it was, I'm sorry, in 1927, it was on Hawaii Kai. And they occupied the old RCA Marconi building, dorm out there that was built in 1914. We still have our residents at that home that's been refurbished, and I believe it was 2001, with a lot of help from the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. A little bit more about what happened with this extraordinary man. He was the first of all of the Hawaii kings of the monarchy to really look and see what was happening to his people during that period of time when there was a big disenfranchisement, I guess would be a good word, for the people there that were living in Hawaii. They had their land, and all of a sudden it was taken because of the Western style of land ownership that was becoming prevalent at the time. Many of these people were destitute, not well, suffering from a lot of health problems. And Lunalila was the first to see that unless he did something, his people were going to be in big, big jeopardy. So he set this home up through his trust, and those 400,000 acres through the years have dwindled, and we're left now with a 5-acre parcel out in Hawaii Kai, a very modest investment portfolio, and help from all these people that are trying to get us to where we need to be.
Terrific synopsis of the background. Thank you so
and
much.
How devastating. 400,000 acres.
400,000.
What is your mission now, and how can it serve the entire community? Let's deal with that next.
That's a great question.
Coming up on Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs at Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Bye-bye, poor Lane. Oh, I hope I never see your face. Your eyes are too deceiving for me. I said bye-bye, poor Lane. So, so long, poor Lane. You know, many a memory I've had to keep, but your eyes, they make me blue. I said so long, poor Lane. Bye-bye, poor Lane. Yes, tears always fall from my eyes. Oh, we'll think of the way that we live. I said bye-bye, poor Lane. So, so long, poor Lane. Oh, dear God, I hope that all my friends know. No, no, don't you shatter their dreams.
Now don't you shatter them, poor Lane. God, I hope that all my friends don't shatter their dreams.
No, don't you shatter them, poor Lane. Au revoir, poor Lane. they say bye bye Poulet.
Bois, Poulet. Oh yeah, you never seem to change if everyone see you. I'm sure they say bye bye Poulet.
Aloha oi Poulet. Oh, I'm really gonna miss your face. Your eyes are too deceiving for me. I said bye-bye, Poulet. Aloha, oi, Poulet. Oh, I'm really gonna miss your face. Your eyes are too deceiving for me. I said bye-bye, Poulet.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hawaiian weekend with Nakai Evalu, the eight seas, the eight channels connecting all the Hawaiian islands every Saturday morning on the Visionary Radio Network. Kahoʻone Panoke, I'm Noe Tanigawa. Vicky Holt-Takamine is here with Lunalilo Trust trustee, Harvey McInerney.
So, Harvey, we talked about the 400,000 acres
yes.
that was in the trust portfolio at the death of Prince William Charles Lunalilo. As a trustees, do you get compensated for serving?
We are compensated. It's a very small amount of compensation, and we've had discussions about that. And, you know, there's been some suggestion to modernize the formula, whatever that formula may be. But as it is now, we've decided to leave things the way it is, because our big mission is to really use this trust money to benefit the kupuna and faithfully fulfill the wishes of Mo'i William Charles Lunalilo.
So one of the things that I know that is that Kamehameha Schools trustees get a very, you know, large amount of money for serving as trustee. And there's a lot of criticism around that issue. But my manao is that I know that some of the trustees at Lunalilo never really got paid or compensated. And so they didn't really put in the effort to maintain the portfolio and keep those lands. There were other reasons, I'm sure, for selling off the lands to business partners and friends behind the door. But I don't want to assume that. I mean, that I'm just going ahead and said it, right? That a lot of people benefited from the sale of these trust lands.
I believe you're right.
And that Lunalilo Home is probably less wealthy than it is today because there was no incentive for trustees to work hard at perpetuating that trust. In fact, they sold the lands off. Easy way of trying to maintain the home is just sell the land, use the money to pay for that.
I think that could very easily be the case. Now, I've been delving into the same exact subject for the last several years, and some of the things that were going on at that time, when he made his trust, the trust stated that once the sum of $25,000 was raised, they would build this home for elderly, destitute Native Hawaiians. What happened from that point on is that because the Westerners had a vested influence to get rid of, in my belief, Ali'i lands, somehow those lands in the will was interpreted that they should sell the land.
Well, where do operating revenues come from for Lunalilo Home, and what does the home do? Let's find out coming up on Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Still love me tonight. You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
That's for you, our friends in Volcano. We had an email request from Maui, too, so that's coming up next. Hey, have you checked out our website? You can hear past programs and get links to show topics. It's pretty great. And you can email us with your requests, too. So, nakaievaluradio.org. And today we're talking with Harvey McInerney. He's a trustee with Lunalilo Trust about Lunalilo Home and the Trust. Okay, now the home is a home for the elderly as well as a daycare facility. Also, it is another one of those royal trusts at work right there on the side of Cocoa Head. You might have even passed it and not known. They have live-in elderly. They have daycare with classes, meals, outings. Hawaiian ancestry is not required. That might be something that Harvey might like to discuss with us. Check the phone number to Lunalilo Home from our website, nakaievaluradio.com.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana.
We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Kamehameha Publishing proudly presents a gripping tale of cultural kuleana by acclaimed author Lurline Wailana McGregor in the new book, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. In the story, Hawaii-born Moana Covello leads a glamorous life in Los Angeles until tragedy strikes with a sudden death in her family and Moana's world capsizes. Her kupuna visits her in dreams and beckons her to return home. Moana's journey back uncovers secrets about her family and her kuleana, risking all that she's worked so hard to establish, her career, her lifestyle, and her relationships. Author Lurline McGregor captures the familiar struggle of understanding ancestral responsibility and finding one's place in today's world. Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me is available at your local bookstores or online at kamehamehapublishing.org. Visit us for a range of products that amplify Hawaiian perspective.
You're listening to Nā Kai e Walu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
know it's up to you. Follow me, I know that you will find that I care about you.
Aloha, full on for your Saturday morning. Nā kai e walu, Vicky Holt-Takamine, Noe Tanigawa, Kaho'one Panoke, and our guest today, Harvey McInerney, trustee for the Luna Lilo Trust.
So, Harvey, from 400,000 acres down to 5 acres, how does the home sustain themselves? I mean, do you folks go after grants? I mean, donations? I know you do a luau once a year. But it's just hard for me to fathom from 400,000 acres down to 5 acres, and you're running a care home and a retirement home for Native Hawaiians, and now you've also opened it up to non-Natives.
Right,
Tell us about that.
We've actually done that to just sustain and stabilize our trust. It's always been our interpretation, and as the will does state, that it's for Native Hawaiians. But what we did is go to the probate court. In order to stabilize again this trust, we've opened it up to admit non-Hawaiians, with preference again always given to the Native Hawaiian. Our revenues are derived from fees of the residents, also donations. We have a golf tournament once a year. Nonetheless, with everything, all of that going on, we run a deficit, a pretty big deficit each year. And as the capital markets, you've seen what's been going on. It's been a terrible year. Our modest investment portfolio has gone down. We are actually at the point where it's quite scary at this point. And the trustees have gotten together. We've done a strategic plan. We do have plans, hopefully, that will come to fruition. One of the plans are to possibly develop a skilled nursing facility on the same campus. And the revenue derived from that facility will be used to go ahead and subsidize the Native Hawaiians that we have at our home. Right now, the trust itself subsidizes it. And again, we run a very sizable deficit every year that's getting bigger.
So how many residents are there now?
We now have 33 residents.
And you're licensed for?
42 residents.
Now, in this strategic plan that you're talking about, a nursing facility?
Yes.
That would certainly bring in additional revenue. Is there any discussion going on with partnering perhaps with the John Burns Medical School?
You know, we haven't talked about that, but we have many other organizations in town that we've been meeting with that are very interested in partnering with us. Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Partners in Development, and several others with a lot of good ideas that should help us a lot.
Good. Okay.
Fresh ideas on the table every Saturday morning for you. Nā kai e walu is where you're at. Thanks for your company today. We're brought to you every Saturday morning by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools, right here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nā Kai e Valu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Today we're finding out about Lunalilo Home with Lunalilo trustee Harvey McInerney.
So, Harvey, we're talking about programming there. At, what can we expect if I'm going to go there? Okay, now, don't call the place Shady Pines, okay? Because my son Jeff said that when I get kupuna, he's going to send me to Shady Pines.
So. Vicky, we have a place reserved for you at Lunalilo Home.
And you can teach hula there.
I already told Momi, my girlfriend Momi Kamahele, that if we ever end up at Lunalilo Home, we will organize a protest because we want better socks. And we will having our
outfits.
Own marches. We want better, you know, nightgowns and we'll be organizing.
Quite a few people that'll join with you. Believe
I know.
Me, some spunky, spunky residents.
I know that I want to be at Lunalilo Home.
I will have all of them activists, kupuna, going.
We can even make
if
our own signs.
You guys are going, I want to go too.
Come I've already got my room reserved too. Second floor.
Well, now what kinds? I understand there's adult daycare too, so even if you don't live there,
right.
Your day programs.
The day program's wonderful, run by Janelle, who does a great job there, and that's open to all ethnicities. It's Monday through Friday. We have also a Meals on Wheels program. The kupuna themselves in the home, when you come in there and take a look at the happy faces and the ohana feeling, along with the staff, like I've never seen a staff before that is so caring. They do a multitude of multitasking jobs. Grace Mee, our executive director, is wonderful. And it's just, if anybody comes out there to take a look, I think they're going to be very, very pleasantly surprised at the wonderful, just the faces on the people and how happy they are.
I mean, look at Dawn. She's been at Lunalilo Home for 4 years. She's the office manager. She does human resources, payroll, luau.
She's
you name
our
it,
iron
she does
lady,
it.
Dawn Kuoha, folks. You've probably talked to her on the phone. She's arranged all our fundraising efforts, and she does a bang-up job for the trustees.
And she
as well
loves
as the
it.
Kupuna. Oh, she does, and she never gets stressed out.
Well, you folks have arts and crafts activities.
All of that. Excursions.
Excursions and entertainment.
Oh, we have people coming in, I would say, at least once or twice a week, from Kaiser High School kids to fifth grade classes to Bruce Spencer and his group. And, I mean, it's
so here's the thing
unending.
To all of our halau out there that's listening. If you're looking for a place that you want to perform and really just feel great afterwards, call Don at Lunalilo Home. And that number is 395-1000, or you can get on our Nakai Evalu website that information, because the kupuna would love to have halau come out there.
They always grab their ukulele, and we have even one man with a wash basin bass that he plays.
All right, good times going on, especially today at Lunalilo Home. There's a big, huge luau going on. We just want to get you involved in the community feeling here at Nakai Evalu, and we're going to find out more about the king himself coming up.
He kualoha e. Ah, oh, hey, Allah. aloha e.
The Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Vicky Holt Takamine, Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa, with Lunalilo Trust trustee Harvey McInerney this morning. It's really been a lot of fun finding out about Lunalilo Home for the Elderly. It's a residence, it's a daycare, they've got programs, even meals there, meals on wheels. Hawaiian ancestry not required.
You know, Lunalilo Home, the luau each year has become something that everyone looks forward to. I noticed from years ago when it started, and it's always the same time every year, and that's on Lunalilo's birthday. So January 31st, or the last Saturday of January, is always it's easy to remember. But this year at the Luau, following our radio show, there's some great entertainment that's going to be there. Tell us who's going to be performing.
We've got great groups out this year. We have Holdunape, we have Ku'u'ipo, Kumukahi, and her band. Vicky Hollinger, Joe Recca, and Kavika McGuire. Naluhoi is what they call themselves. And we think we may have one other guest, mystery guest, coming out. And we're not exactly sure who that mystery guest is going to be just yet.
So they'll have to come.
You have to come out and take a look.
And, of course, they're going to have a great luau. And the menu is kalua pig lau lau. It's not very often that you'll have both. Normally, luau's have one or the other. But this one, they're having kalua pig, lau lau, squid luau, lomi salmon, poke, raw crab, chicken long rice, poi, haupia, sweet potato, pineapple, juice, and water. Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Well, I'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
Sold out this year, but plan for 2010, the last weekend in January.
But if anybody wants to make donations to Lunalilo Home, they may do so. Is that correct?
Oh, we would love that. Call Dawn, 395-1000.
That number again.
395-1000.
Anytime. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Kamehameha Publishing proudly presents a gripping tale of cultural kuleana by acclaimed author Lurline Wailana McGregor in the new book, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. In the story, Hawaii-born Moana Covello leads a glamorous life in Los Angeles until tragedy strikes with a sudden death in her family and Moana's world capsizes. Her kupuna visits her in dreams and beckons her to return home. Moana's journey back uncovers secrets about her family and her kuleana, risking all that she's worked so hard to establish, her career, her lifestyle, and her relationships. Author Lurline McGregor captures the familiar struggle of understanding ancestral responsibility and finding one's place in today's world. Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me is available at your local bookstores or online at kamehamehapublishing.org. Visit us for a range of products that amplify Hawaiian perspective.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
I'm driving in my car. I turned on the radio. I'm pulling you close. You just say no. You say you don't like it, but girl, you're a liar. 'Cause when we fire, fire.
at night.
I'm taking you home.
I'm taking you home.
I say I wanna stay. You say you wanna be alone.
Wow, wow.
You say you're gonna love me. But girl, you're a liar. 'Cause when we kiss, your heart stays cool.
Romeo and Juliet.
Shine. It's a great Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu, and we're so glad you're here with us. Thanks for the malasadas, Harvey.
Oh, you're welcome. That's from Don, by the way.
Oh, Don for the malasadas. And thank you for joining us this morning. Harvey McInerney from the Lunalilo Trust is with us, as well as Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt-Takamine. I'm Noe Tanigawa.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about Prince William Charles Lunalilo. You know, I remember learning Alekoki as a pu'ili, a mele hula from Antimaikiayu Lake. And it is said that Prince William Charles Lunalilo wrote this for Victoria Kamamalu. They were betrothed at a very young age by their parents, you know, decided they were going to be married. Now, there was some thought that their children would be higher ranking than Victoria Kamamalu's brother. Brothers, if they had it. So that wasn't going too well with the Kamehameha or Hana. It is also said that Victoria had a little affair with Montserrat, and Kamehameha IV and V chased him out. Now, Ruby Johnson has told me she believes that Victoria Kamamalu was the mother of Hanakaulani or Kamamalu.
Wow. That's who you're named after.
And Montserrat. Wow. That's correct. Yeah, that's her theory. And he was run out of town after that affair. But so William Charles Lunalilo wrote this mele, Alekoki, because Victoria was supposed to meet him in Nu'uanu, and she never showed up. And so
the wedding
was called off. I mean, there.
Right.
Yeah.
And that led to a little bit of controversy and some, I don't know if it was hard feelings. But the interesting thing is when Kamehameha V passed away, he did not appoint a successor. But by rights, it probably should have been Lunalilo as the highest ranking, you know, monarch then. But he decided that he didn't want to take that route, and he went the democracy route. And he said, my people need to vote for me if they want me. And he did have that go through the democratic process, the first one ever. And he was elected overwhelmingly. And that's one of the reasons I think he was loved so much. He only served a year and I think it was 25 days.
Yeah.
So it was a very short reign, but an amazing man that was loved by all.
We have Mele Inoa that talk about that too, about his election, and a wonderful Mele Inoa composed for Lunalilo. But this song, Alikoki,
his composition.
Is his composition. There are many different versions of this, but we love the mana'o about the cold and the chilly rain in Nu'uanu.
Nakai Evalu. A little Hawaiian touch for your Saturday. Every Saturday morning here on the Visionary Radio Network, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
It took my love, took it down. I climbed the mountain, turn around. And I saw my reflection in a snow-covered hill, till a landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can a child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tide? Can I handle the seasons of my life?
changing, 'cause I build my life around you, and time makes you bolder, even children get older. Took my love and take it down. You climb the mountain and turn around. And if you see my reflection in a snow-covered hill, well, the landslide will bring you down. And if you see my reflection in a snow covered here, well, the landslide will bring you down. Oh, well, the landslide will bring you down.
Nakai Evalu, thanks for your company this Saturday morning. Now, this is the point in the program where we like to leave you with a thought for the rest of the week. Normally, it's an Olelo Noeau. Vicky Holt Takamine, what you got for us today?
Well, normally we do an Olelo Noeau, which are the wise sayings or proverbs passed down from generation to generation by our kupuna, our ancestors. Today, I have something else that was passed down. It's a mele inoa for Prince William Charles Lunalilo. And it says, Kuka olioli ina mokula, waka the islands rejoice because the esteemed Lunalilo has been elected. He was elected by all of the people of Hawaii. Mai Hawaii a Kauai ni'i hawi kamole olehua. From Hawaii Island to Kauai ni'i hau to the mole, the taproot of Lehua Island. O ka vehi vehi oi o ke kapula. Mai o kupu na loa maila. You are adorned with the sacred, the royal ali'i, the sacredness that is placed upon you by the kupuna of long ago. Ua kawi ka noho kalauna aia me kalani ki e ki e la. You sit with crowning glory there above the heavens. Haina ia mai o kalani, haina ia mai ana kapu ana la. O kalani Lunalilo, hei noa la, hei noa no Lunalilo.
So when would a chant like that be used?
It would be used anytime we would be honoring the ali'i Lunalilo. So I think this is an appropriate time to share his mele inoa.
Thank you so much. It's just great to hear the language.
That was beautiful, Kamamalu.
Thank you so
absolutely
much.
Absolutely beautiful.
Na kai e valu. The Hawaiian way to start your weekend on the Visionary Radio Network.
Believe.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Said that you're not coming back. I've been missing you.
Nakai Evalu, hope we've set you up just perfectly for the rest of your weekend. Noe Tanigawa here, Vicky Holt-Takamine, Kaho'une Panoke, and our very special guest today has been Harvey McInerney, trustee with the Lunalilo Trust. It's been great having you in, Harvey.
Thank you, Noe, and thank you, Vicky and Wayne. You folks are just wonderful to have us on and be able to tell our story. Thank you. What I wanted to say about being a trustee, it's something that is just such an honor, and I'm so humbled. And what's really neat about it is that everybody else that I ever talk to about Lunalilo, they have the same kind of feeling I have, where it is, let's do our very best we can do. Let's keep this trust going. It's something that we can never, never turn our back on. And with people like you folks and others around the community that have helped us, we really think it's going to be a viable entity going into the future. And we thank you all.
Arvi, we want to thank you also for coming and joining us today. And I think you know where we stand as far as the support of Luna Lila Home. And we really want to thank John Aiedo and the crew here at Visionary for providing commercial throughout the month advertising the luau for Luna Lilo. And, of course, I'm looking forward to being there. Both of us are looking forward to being there. And maybe, Noy, you're going to join us, too.
Hey,
who knows?
How can I resist?
But, you know, Luna Lilo Home has always had a warm spot in my heart. And I think with the trustees that we have in place now, we can work together. Because as Native Hawaiians, we will not let that trust go.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And with that in mind, we want to also acknowledge the work of the other two trustees. There are only three, right?
There's three of us. Our leader, Stanley Hong, is the chairman of our trustees. Kamani Kualaau from Bank of Hawaii was recently appointed in September. Both of those men are just wonderful leaders, and I'm happy to walk side by side with them.
So it's always wonderful to be with cousins and ohana on Nakai Evalu. You get to meet some of my family as we go along. Thank you for joining us on Nakai Evalu.
That's right. This is the Hawaiian way to launch your weekend. The only statewide FM radio magazine you got here all across the Hawaiian Islands. The best in Hawaiian music and manao. Thoughts for you every Saturday, 8 to 10. Mahalo to our technical director, Chris Hughes, executive producer, Cedric Duarte, and producer and artistic director, Chanel Mokepuha. Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools, and brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. That is today's Kumu, 94.7 on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf, 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach, 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK, 102.3 Molokai. A hui ho.
Aloha.
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 We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Kamehameha Publishing proudly presents a gripping tale of cultural kuleana by acclaimed author Lurleen Wailana McGregor in the new book, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. In the story, Hawaii-born Moana Covello leads a glamorous life in Los Angeles until tragedy strikes with a sudden death in her family and Moana's world capsizes. Her kupuna visits her in dreams and beckons her to return home. Moana's journey back uncovers secrets about her family and her kuleana, risking all that she's worked so hard to establish, her career, her lifestyle, and her relationships. Author Lurleen McGregor captures the familiar struggle of understanding ancestral responsibility and finding one's place in today's world. Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me is available at your local bookstores or online at kamehamehapublishing.org. Visit us for a range of products that amplify Hawaiian perspective.
Join Luna Lila Home Saturday, January 31st, as they celebrate the 174th anniversary of the birth of William Charles Luna Lilo with a traditional Hawaiian luau. Tickets are available now to enjoy Hawaiian food complete with lalau, kalua pig, poi, haupia, and more. Order your Hawaiian plate for takeout or stay and enjoy your lunch with live entertainment from Ku'uwipu Kumukahi. Olu Nape. And Melvin Lead. The annual Luna Lilo Home Luau is Saturday, January 31st. Call 395-1000 to get your tickets today. Proceeds from the luau support Luna Lilo Home. Luna Lilo Home was established in 1883 by King Luna Lilo and now provides residential care, adult daycare, temporary care, and meals for home delivery or pickup to all senior members of the community. Call 395-1000 for luau tickets.